It's the one and only Pop DiBiase for Fanatics View, and it's time for my NFL draft mock. Oh boy, my top 10, and hopefully you guys will enjoy. I know I'm going to make a lot of you guys mad, but you have to understand I'm not a draft expert, but I do understand how fits work, and I feel like these players fit these teams the best. Also, in the NFL, before we get started, we have a new playoff format. And in the new playoff format, we have an extra wild card team. Now it's going to be a 2-7, 3-6, 4-5, and the 1 seed gets the bye. Oh, wow. Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. The NFL is going to be so fun when we get to the playoffs this year. Man, I cannot wait. But you know what? We're all over here stuck on the quarantine right now, but it'll be over sooner rather than later. So right now, let's go ahead and get into the top 10 picks. And on the clock first is going to be the Cincinnati Bengals. And as you know, the Cincinnati Bengals are in need of a quarterback. So what are they going to do? Well, pretty much they have already went ahead and made their selection. And they made their selection literally right after we got done with the national championship game, it feels like. Joe Burrow, the Heisman, the golden boy from LSU, going number one to the Bengals. I had a gripe with this for a while because I felt like the Bengals had an okay passing game with Andy Dalton. But you know what? Hey, it's time to move on. They moved on from their head coach a few years back. Now they're going to move on from the guy that they gave the keys to the franchise. So they will go ahead and start the new era with Joe Burrow going number one out of LSU, the Heisman Trophy winner. And man, I think that this will be either a good fit or it will be a guy that will be holding a clipboard in 4 to 5 seasons. We never know, but we'll see how it shakes out. We move on. And the Redskins. The Redskins are a team that has the possibility of being able to trade out of the two spot and still be able to get the player that they covet. But right now, though, I would say this. I would say the smartest play for them would be to go after Isaiah Simmons, linebacker from Clemson. This guy is a leader. This guy is a guy who played in 3 straight national championship games, and he played for a team that lost, what, 1 game pretty much in the last 3 seasons? So there it is, Isaiah Simmons. This boy is a beast, and I think that he's the best leader, and that's exactly what Washington needs right now, is a young leader to get this team going right away with the new regime led by Ron Rivera. Now, we go on to pick number three, and pick number three is for the Detroit Lions. And the Detroit Lions, boy, oh, boy, they have a lot of options here. And I would say that they are sitting the prettiest out of all the teams in the top 10 because they can trade out of this third spot, accumulate some more first-round draft picks, and find themselves in a good situation as they rebuild the franchise. But right now, though, I have Chase Young going to the Detroit Lions. I think that he would be the best fit for this team. He's an immediate impact, and he's a great pass rusher. And this is something that the Lions do need to solidify the defensive side of things because the offense is going to be all right. They have Matt Stafford. They should be fine. So they are sitting pretty, and they look like they're going to be the team that's going to be the spot if you want to really trade up and get that quarterback. So Miami, Raiders, and a few other teams will be very adamant about trying to get to that number three spot, but what will they have to give up to get there? All right, so we move on to number four, and the Giants are another team that can trade out of the four spot, but I have Mekhi Becton from Louisville going to the Giants to shore up that run game a little bit, and I think that will be something that could be very, very good long-term for the Giants. Man, I'm telling you right now, this is something that Saquon Barkley would welcome. So, Mekhi Becton, Louisville. I know this is a kind of a name, like I'm just throwing it out there, but the guy is 6'7", 330. Man, he is a mountain of a man, and he's at that right tackle spot, and you know the right tackle spot is the strongest side for the run. So, I'm just telling you right now, this is the one thing that the Giants do need to improve on is the run, is the line, O-line, so they can run and pass. But we all know at the end of the day, the run game will set up the passing game. So this pick right here is very important. But once again, the Giants are a team that has the luxury of trading out because they can find themselves offensive linemen still in the top 10, and they could probably still pick up Mekhi Becton at some point in the top 10, because he's not seen as a top 5 pick, but I feel like he gets a top 5 grade, in my opinion, just on size alone and the impact that he can bring to this Giants team. Now we get to the 5th spot, and this is where we get to have some fun at. You got the Dolphins, and the Dolphins have decisions to make right now. The Dolphins can say, okay, you know what? We can go ahead and go get Tua and take the chance on having a guy that's, you know, pretty much a guy that is hurt with a significant injury, but they say he's healthy now. Or you can go ahead and get yourself a 4-year starter in the Pac-12, where quarterbacks are built for the NFL, in Justin Herbert. So there's decisions to be made, in my opinion here, and I think when you weigh out all the pros and cons, you really want to go with Justin Herbert, because Justin Herbert's a guy that you don't need to start right away. Two is a guy that they're going to probably force you to start immediately just to see if the guy still has anything. To me, Tua still needs a year off with the injury that he did, that the injury that did occur. So I truly do feel like this is the better play for Miami in this situation. If they do want a quarterback, is to go after Justin Herbert. And I'd say do want a quarterback. Most definitely they're going to be drafting the quarterback, because they have to, they're looking at things in a long-term sense, and Josh Rosen did not pass the test last season. So where do we go from here? We pretty much are going to go from here. We're going to say that Justin Herbert is going to be the Dolphins quarterback. And I'm going to say me. I shouldn't say we. I should say Justin Herbert will be the selection for the Dolphins at the 5th spot. And I know a lot of people were mad at me a few months ago when I put this out, but now there's gripes going around that there are other teams that have dropped Tua a little bit lower on their board and have him as maybe their 4th or 5th best quarterback in the group, okay? Because the injury is too significant to really overlook, and everybody should know that. But I have Justin Herbert going to the Dolphins in a surprise move at number 5. Now we go to number 6. And in number 6, this was my pick earlier on in my first mock that I had on my show. And the thing is, this is the mock that I have for this one. This was the player that I had for this for the Lions, actually. And that's Jeff Okudah. And I have Jeff Okudah going to the Chargers. The Chargers are going to draft the best player on the board. It seems like that they're probably going to go ahead and add another veteran and wait a year to bring in a quarterback. I know everybody felt like they are lassoed to the quarterback, that I would probably put Tua in this spot, who I did put in this spot in my first mock draft. But I have Tua dropping some spots, but he's not out the top 10. Okay, but I truly feel Jeff Okudah is the best athlete in the draft, and this would mean that the Chargers would be all over, because he would be the best talent available at that time. So Jeff Okudah to the Chargers at number 6. All right, we move on to number 7, and this is where I really want to have some fun. This is where I got a trade. Panthers, I feel like they're not going to draft in the top 10 this year. I feel like they're going to go ahead and accumulate multiple picks for later on in the first round. I say to this, they're going to go ahead and swap spots with the Raiders from 7 to 12. The Raiders jump up, jump everybody to get the guy that they are coveting, and that's going to be Henry Ruggs out of Alabama. Could this be Amari Cooper 2.0 for the Raiders, to where he has an excellent rookie year and then things kind of fall apart later on down the road? Or could this be the guy that they're looking at to be a staple of that wide receiver core? All we know is that Henry Ruggs fits the bill for what the Raiders want to do moving forward. Great route runner, great speed, and great IQ, and that's exactly what Gruden's looking into. And I know people are saying to themselves, why would you need to jump up that high to go get a guy? They're drafting 12. There's 4 other teams that need wide receivers that are ahead of them. I would say go ahead, jump the gun, go get the guy that you want, because Henry Ruggs is literally now the number one prospect at the wide receiver position. Even though he's not my number one prospect, I would just say this. Him and the Raiders fit, so I'm going to go ahead and throw Henry Ruggs on the Raiders, and there it is for that pick right there. Now we move on, and we have ourselves a very, 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 very intriguing situation here. This is the Cardinals. The Cardinals can go in many directions. They can go ahead and draft an offensive lineman. They can go get a defensive player that could be a game changer. But most likely, where everybody wants them to select is a wide receiver. And I feel like what's best? You go ahead and go get a guy that's already played with Kyler Murray, and that's going to be CeeDee Lamb. CeeDee Lamb, to me, was the best wide receiver in the nation last year, a guy that can turn a very minimal play into a touchdown. You know what I mean? Screen passes, little short dig routes, things of that nature. And it's just amazing to watch, and the speed is just elite. So I like CeeDee Lamb to the Cardinals. I think this is going to be a good move. I think it's going to be a great move. So there it is, CeeDee Lamb to the Cardinals, and I think this will be something of a great bridge for Larry Fitzgerald and his final days of being on the Cardinals, or his final days of being in the NFL, because I think he only has about a year or two left at best. All right, so we move on to the number 9 selection that I have here. And the number 9 selection is going to be this player right here, and that's going to be Tua Tagovailoa. And I'm going to have him going to the Jaguars. I feel like him and the Jaguars will be the best fit. This will be a non-rush situation. This will be a place where, okay, he can come here and he has a very good backup in Gardner Minshew if they make Tua the starter right away. But I feel like this will be the best place for Tua to land because it's kind of nondiscreet. It doesn't have as many glitz and glamour. And he can bring a buzz down to a city that's never really buzzing in the NFL. And Jacksonville deserves a quarterback like a Tua because the thing is, they've worked hard, but they've just always been up under the NFL radar for all these years. So this would be a good player to have as a splash guy and to, you know, fill some seats up at that beautiful stadium that they have in Jacksonville. So I'm going to go ahead and put Tua Tagovailoa on the Jaguars. All right, so with our 10th pick in the mock draft here, it's going to be on the Browns, and the Browns will go ahead and select who they are calling the best offensive lineman in the draft, and that's going to be Tristan Wirfs. Why? Because Tristan Wirfs can also play tackle, and he can also play guard. So that means that the guy can be used in multiple situations, and just in case somebody gets hurt and he's not a starter right away, boom, you can fill him in at any of these spots, but he can play either or. He can be the guard, he can be the tackle, he can be whatever you need him to be because he's that flexible of an offensive lineman. And the Browns' biggest need right now is an offensive lineman. You know what I mean? They need a few offensive linemen. And I think it can start with Tristan Wirfs. So I'm going to go ahead and put Tristan Wirfs on the Browns, and there it is. And that's my mock top 10 for the NFL draft right there. It's your boy, Pop DiBiase, signing out for Fanatics View.